You know, yesterday we were talking about the new survey out that marijuana is being used more now by Americans than alcohol. Really a change of trends here. We've been following this for a while with our friend of the show, Jerry the J-Man Joyner with Weed and Whiskey TV. Who better? What a better expert to come on than Jerry the J-Man with Weed and Whiskey when we're talking about weed and alcohol here. J-Man, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
So, hey, tell us what your reaction was, just your general reaction to this survey. Were you like, yeah, duh, I've known that for like two decades?
Well, I certainly saw it coming. I think there's here's my 2 grams, Clayton, on why marijuana use is exceeding alcohol use on people that use these things daily. More and more people are open about using marijuana. Myself, for 44 years, I didn't want anybody to know. So as people are more vocal about, oh, yeah, I use marijuana. And then on the flip side of this, people are drinking less alcohol. They want zero calories. They want zero sugars now. You know, mocktails have become really big. And marijuana is giving them an alternative. But we're not talking about smoking anymore, Clayton. Many, many people, especially here in Texas, they're drinking their weed this summer.
So they're really not getting away from drinking at all, is what you're saying.
Well, it's just not alcohol.
Yeah.
It's just not alcohol.
Yeah, and so that's what I want to know. You said more people are vocal about them smoking weed. So my question is, are the numbers actually going up, or is it just becoming more legal in our states around the country, and then people will feel more comfortable just speaking out about it?
Gallup and Pew both say about 80% of Americans think that adult-use cannabis should be legal. We have that in 24 states now. But when we say smoking marijuana, I think that's a misnomer. My wife, she never smoked any marijuana, but she'll eat a half a gummy to help her go to sleep, or a whole gummy if she's working in the yard and her back's hurting. So I think we're seeing the ingesting of cannabis has changed. When I was coming up, all we could do was smoke it, maybe eat a brownie that didn't taste very good. They've got ice cream coming for 4th of July with THC in it here in Dallas.
Yeah, yeah, and that's amazing. And a lot of people are thrown off as far as the rules and the laws and all that, and that'll be another phone call because we're in a whole different generation when it comes to that kind of stuff too. So interesting times. Jerry the J-Man, we're out of time, but we just wanted to come on and get your expertise. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Bye-bye.